Hey everybody, what's going on? Today is Friday. It is May 6th. I should know this without having to look because today is the day where we're having the first ever Great Friends Lunch Bunch. So we will be at Tavern in Solana Beach at 2 p.m. And listen, we're going to have a great time. You'll hear all about it. You'll see it on Monday's show. Let me talk about a couple of things before we get started today. And I'll make this really brief because I don't want to confuse the message. Look, today's Friday, Sunday's Mother's Day. Have you taken care of the mother in your life yet? Like my mom, I haven't done anything for her yet, I admit it. My girlfriend, who's a great mom, I haven't done anything for her yet. So what I need to do is, I actually need to do this myself. I need to call iThriveMD, 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. Call them. You're going to get 50% off your own IV when you purchase Botox or filler for moms or wives. Use the code Kaplan and you're saving 50% off when you book. Now, filler is $100 off and Botox is down like $5 per unit. Now, if I'm being honest, I don't even know what filler is. I assume it's like something that goes into your face. Botox I know about, you know, get a little shot here or there and maybe tighten it up a little bit. I personally have never done it, but I know ladies love this stuff. So guys, save money and make the mom or lady in your life happy. Botox, fillers, amazing deals, 50% off your IV at iThriveMD, 858-240-1497. Now, today being our lunch, tomorrow is our demo day with Daniel Urbino. He's the CEO of Ride One Up E-Bikes. I've gotten a lot of people that have seen me out and about. Like last Saturday night, we were at that Browner Lawhead comedy show, and a couple guys came over to me after the show, and they're like, hey, man, I haven't bought an e-bike yet, but I'm thinking about it, but I'd really like to demo one. I said, great, we're doing it this Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be at 415 Laurel Street in Balboa Park. That's Daniel's shop. Alex, I haven't been there. Have you been to the shop itself?
Yes. Okay. It's right there on the same street as the Prado, just like a block over.
Okay, got it. So I've not been there yet, and Alex has already been down there. But I can tell you this, if you've been thinking about an e-bike, come down tomorrow between 10 and 1. I will be there probably at 10 sharp. The reason is because after I get done with that, I'm going back up to Del Mar because I want to watch Kentucky Derby and the pre-races. So I'm going to be there at 10. Alex, what time do you plan on getting there tomorrow?
Probably 10.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll be the early shift. You know, Browner will be there a little bit later, but I'll be there from 10 till 11, 11:30, 12. I'll be there a couple hours. RideOneUp.co/greatfriends, 415 Laurel Street in Balboa Park tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. RideOneUp.co/greatfriends. Right now, if you buy in pairs on the Limited and also on the Core 5 models, you're saving an additional $150. Now, the Limited is already $200 marked down because of the spring sale that's going on. So you're talking about buying two bikes and saving like $350 total now. So that's a lot of savings. So if you're going to buy, now's a really good time. I know I got a couple texts from people and emails from people saying, you know, I'm really, really interested in these e-bikes. You got me thinking about them. RideOneUp.co/greatfriends. Buy there. They'll deliver it to your house. Small amount of assembly and you are cruising. You are going to the grocery store with no gas, no parking problems. You're out on the roads enjoying the wind in your hair. You're having a great time. Maybe you're getting a little exercise. It's all good with RideOneUp.co/greatfriends. All right, let's do this. Let's get into it today. Hey, great friends. What is going on? It is Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say that. We are in the Seven Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew. It's Friday afternoon. We're just hitting the airwaves of 1090. We're just hitting the stream of YouTube. We're going to be on all the audio podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and even iHeart somehow. I don't get it. But we're there. And we'll also be on television tonight, Channel 4 San Diego, Channel 4 Santa Barbara. And if you are a Cox or a Spectrum subscriber and you're in Orange County or LA, it is Channel 118. Grande, Brown Man, Friday. How we doing today, guys? I will not leave that open-ended. Grande, how are you feeling today? You doing good?
I'm doing great. I'm in a great mood. I watched, finally, Jackass Forever, and I am in a fantastic mood because of that movie. I love those guys. I love those idiots. I love them so much.
Really? Jackass yes. Forever. Is that on a streaming service or what?
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah, what are you watching?
Some point by now? The internet, like everybody else.
Oh, I don't even know what the deal is. I mean, I know these Jackass guys and I know the Jackass series.
I don't know when the movie came out like months ago in theaters and I never made it out. I know that it's streaming now. I think it's streaming on Paramount Plus. And I watched it earlier today. And honestly, dude, like, it's disgusting. It's stupid. It's just, you don't need a brain to watch it. And I think that's why I like it. You know, like, you could just shut your brain down and enjoy stupidity. And it, ever since they came out, was it 20 years ago now? Like, it's just been one of my favorite things because it's just so stupid. And nothing makes me laugh more than those guys. It was great.
I know the original movie, Jackass. One of my favorite things is when, I don't know which one of the Jackasses gets into a boxing ring with this like Korean boxing girl champion.
That was
and
Ryan
she kicks
Dunn.
His ass. Who is it?
Yeah. Ryan Dunn, who unfortunately
that was the first one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Movie. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he passed in a car accident a long time ago. Oh, wow. He was also wearing like a sports bra, right? Mm-hmm. And like a dress, not a dress, but like a skirt. Shorts mm-hmm. thing mm-hmm. and he just got kicked in the mouth by this Asian woman. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah,
I've it. Seen I used to own the box set of the show.
I used to be an investor in the content that
it was
is
such a cool
Jackass.
Package. It was like such a cool package, and this is when DVDs were a thing, you know. You thought you would buy DVDs and have them forever. Mm-hmm. And it was such a cool thing. It came with like a mini book about like it had bios of all the idiots, and it's just, I don't know why it brings me such pleasure to watch people do stupid, disgusting things. Like, I think they've swayed more to a lot more disgusting stuff. Mm-hmm. The last two movies, it's not my favorite because I have like one of those stomachs where if I see someone do something, like sometimes now I'm developing like the throw up reflex.
Yeah.
But not this movie. I handled all of it. It was great.
Nice. Nice. Speaking
Jackass
of movies.
Three, I watched in theaters. That's when slow-mo HD cameras were coming out. That's how long it's been.
Yeah.
And I saw it in theaters. A, I've never heard an audience laugh that loud ever in a movie.
Wow.
And
wow.
B, I had to look down at a certain scene because I was about to throw up in the theater. Like, legit was going to puke in the theater. And I was like, I got to look away for this one. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to the movie theater when this new Top Gun movie comes out. I mean, I say that now, but I mean, we'll see if I actually pull it off and do it. But I love the fact that we talked about this yesterday. Tom Cruise lands a helicopter on the USS Midway. And I know I've seen some additional coverage where like the whole cast of the film was down on the USS Midway, which I think is really
cool.
They
did the red carpet on the USS Midway and they did the premiere at the Civic Center.
Oh, really?
So yeah. Like, I don't think there's not a screen on the Midway.
No, there's not. But I mean, I've been to many events inside the Midway where they can set up for, you know, a couple hundred people. And if they wanted to put up a big screen, they could have. It probably wouldn't have been as comfortable. So you said at the Civic Theater or the Civic Center?
I don't know exactly where it was. I didn't recognize the building when I saw it, but it wasn't at the Midway. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. That's cool though. I don't know who else is in the movie. Like, is Val Kilmer in the movie?
John Hamm.
Who's John Hamm?
The guy from Mad Men. The main guy from Mad Men.
Okay.
The new Maverick is Aaron Rodgers' best friend, Miles Teller, the guy he vacationed with in Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still friends with him because maybe that Miles guy was friends with Aaron Rodgers' then girlfriend or fiance.
Good
point.
Who got Aaron in the breakup? I don't know.
Right. You never know about those things.
I don't know who else is in the movie though. I don't know. I know that Lady Gaga made the, you know how, what was it? Take My Breath Away was the main song of the first one.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga made the song for this one. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, but I saw something today.
I think it's cool. I wonder if San Diego is going to get a lot of love in that movie. I mean, when
my buddy was a cop over at the Coronado base when they were filming this thing.
Yeah.
And they filmed a lot of it in Coronado and around like Liberty Station and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Because, you know, remember the first time it was Top Gun was Miramar. You know, and so now Miramar is Marine Corps Air Station. It's not necessarily called Top Gun anymore. Mm-hmm. And they did a lot of stuff in San Diego, obviously, during the first movie. But there was never like a lot of talk about it. There was Miramar. Nobody mentioned Oceanside when Tom Cruise takes his motorcycle and goes to Kelly McGillis's place in Oceanside.
Just saw, by the way, that house.
Yeah.
Is the only house standing in that street because now it's a hotel.
But I think, yeah, I think it like got moved or something. I mean, I've been there. I got pictures of there. You know, when I would go up there, I'd be like, you know, that's the Top Gun.
Now it's a pie shop, a Top Gun themed pie shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just saw it like 2 days ago.
Wow. All right. Let's say good afternoon to this young fellow right here.
He's going to theaters if he hasn't already.
Big Brown in the house today. By the way, Browner, let me give you a compliment. Yesterday, phenomenal job of working with our client yesterday, our partner over at Torrey Holistics, who yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about their grand opening of California Holistics down in Chula Vista. You got me so excited, Browner, when you told me that you were told that on average, there are 250 uses a month of our promo code at Torrey Holistics. 250. Now think about this. The way you save the 20% at Torrey Holistics is when you use the promo code that we give you. Right now, it happens to be mental. When you spend $75 or more. So everybody that of the 250 people, they're all spending over $75. Assume everybody spends $100. That's $25,000 in revenue for Torrey Holistics. And if we double it at Chula Vista with California Holistics, we could be talking about $50,000 a month of revenue for our client, our partner. And so I'm super stoked when I hear numbers like that. I'm happy to share them with everybody, which I think is super cool. And I just think, Browner, you did a great job of setting everything up, having all of the equipment working and kicking just kicking ass the way you did, having Ruthie on the show at the end, and a lot of great friends who came in while you were on the air and have already patronized California Holistics. So phenomenal job at a Big Brown yesterday.
I think we had three of the first five customers listen to the show, came in, and I overheard them telling the person helping them behind the counter, yeah, I listened to these guys' show, so I knew you were opening today, so I came down to check it out. So I think they're going to do fantastic. I learned two things yesterday. One, if I, for whatever reason, don't do comedy, I'm going to be a great politician. Because
and why did you learn that? Why did you learn that?
I got a good up close look at the people who have been elected mm-hmm. by the citizens of Chula Vista mm-hmm. and a young man trying to win a house seat. Mm-hmm. Better than both of them. Better at You're better at communicating, better yeah. looking. Just up and down. Just up and
better
down.
Looking.
Just my physical appearance mm-hmm. alone. I would be these two people on
make sure just based on being better looking than these people.
Just my stature, just my gait, just all of it.
Dude, the way my gait. No, his gait is definitely why he would win an election. I mean, these two guys, look at their gait. Their gait sucks. Look at right. Browner's gait. Pretty good.
Look at how nice I walk out on the stage.
What is a gait? What does that mean?
Like when you walk, you know what I mean? Like your walking motion.
Your stride. Your
yeah. Yeah. See, me and Browner, and I a lot of times will speak the same language, Alex, that a young fellow like yourself may not get. You know, we're kind of right there, you know.
Yeah, old man.
We're both boomer middle-aged.
Talk. No, boomer I was talk. I wasn't thinking about boomer talk. I was thinking about like real star athlete talk is what I was
Facts.
Thinking.
Second thing.
You're not impressed, are you, Alex? You don't think we're superstar athletes?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, just that look. I didn't look, say anything. Just that what face. Look? That look was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Half our audience is on audio. They had no idea I made a face.
Yeah, I saw it.
I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning last night.
Why is that?
Intaking Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm. Is this in a theater or is this?
No,
this
is in a theater.
No spoilers.
I was in the lie. I will spoil if I want to spoil. Let me tell y'all something.
Wait, are you saying that the movie like went on last night at midnight? Like it was it's Friday at midnight. It's now available in theaters. What are you saying?
It was available as of 6 o'clock. I couldn't get a ticket until the time in which I got the ticket.
Okay.
So whoever sees this movie, be prepared to not get what you think you're going to get. What that means for you at the end of it, mm-hmm. totally up to you. I because I know a bunch of people who like these movies. I can't wait to see other people's thoughts and reactions on this film because they're all over the place. They're all over the place. So I would encourage everybody to see it, but I also want to know what you think about it.
I tried to buy tickets to watch that movie tonight, mm-hmm. and I literally went all the way from Sinopolis and Del Mar all the way down to Chula Vista AMC, mm-hmm. looking for a decent seat at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Date night.
Nothing.
Date night. Nothing. Really? Really?
I mean, could I get in and watch the movie? Sure. Would I be in a super... But see, here's... Okay. Browner feels me on this one. West Coast Elite. I don't mm-hmm. do regular seats anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I need like a recliner. I need like some comfort.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't do... Oh, yeah. You're not going to see me in a movie theater with 300 people anymore. Those days are long gone.
I'll do you one better. Because we 100% on this.
Mm-hmm.
You will never catch me in another movie with a crying baby in an R-rated movie. Never again.
Wait, you mean you wouldn't bring a crying baby? No. Gonna...
The people, the adult people who can't find babysitters and bring your children into R-rated movies, you're a terrible parent. Stop doing it.
No. Hold on. You're worse than a terrible parent. Forget about your parenting skills for a minute. You are a selfish, rude, God. Completely uninterested in anybody else's feelings on planet Earth. You are just purely selfish. If you are a grown-up and you have a baby, and I'm talking like under 3, 4, 5 years old.
Right.
I mean, like if you have a little baby or a little child in a, is this movie rated R?
This one's PG-13, but okay, still. PG-13.
And then, wait, it's Marvel. And wait. And at midnight.
Right.
At a midnight showing of a movie, if you have a baby that cries and you bring a baby in, that baby sleeps for 2 hours, that's fine by me. But if you bring a baby into a movie at midnight and that baby cries and distracts other people around you, it just goes to show you are, forget terrible parent. That's obvious. You are a selfish jerk who is completely oblivious to anybody else's feelings on planet Earth.
And here's the next thing. This is also comment, when I became a movie snob.
Pretty strong, don't you think? It's a strong commentary.
That is for you. That's unbelievably strong.
Pretty strong commentary.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, I can't sit next to a person opening a soda that they got from the grocery store and taking off the aluminum foil for some food they brought home from home. Can't do it. So I would rather go to the lot, pay $23 or $25, whatever it is for the ticket. I'd rather go to Sinopolis, pay $22 or whatever it is for the ticket, because mm-hmm. the price eliminates the riffraff. I'm a serious moviegoer. I'm about my movies, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be interrupted. I don't want the person next to me to talk to me. Oftentimes, I go to these movies by myself because mm-hmm. I want to intake the movie. I don't want to talk to you, whoever you are. And I definitely don't want you to be talking next to me. Like, I've told people, yo, bro, that's enough.
Shut the hell up.
I'm that guy. And so to eliminate the riffraff, mm-hmm. I just paid extra money, man.
I feel you on the price, on the baby, on the talking, on all that stuff. I will disagree with you sometimes on the soda. Sometimes I bring in my own soda. But a lot of times it's really I'll bite the bullet. I'll give me the big ass soda that Scott thinks is too big. Give mm-hmm. me popcorn, hands down. I'm getting a bucket, bro. I'm telling you, I'm walking in there. If they had it, I would take the big old red bucket they give you at BevMo to dump all your beers in if you're having a party. I would take one of those. Like, that's how much popcorn I want. Even if I don't eat it all, I mm-hmm. want it.
Mm. And you want those jalapenos on top of it too, huh?
Oh, dude, not even close. Mm-hmm. Not like when the guy at Sinopolis like, how many jalapenos? I'm like five. Am I gonna eat them all? Maybe not, but I would need all five
just
here.
In case.
Browner, where I just I bring in my own candy. That's where I draw the line. You're not gonna get me $6 for red vines. Sorry,
different. What annoys me is the unbelievably megaphone style of opening your own stuff. Like if you brought candy, it's a box. You got to break the box open. No one will notice that.
That's how they give it to you at the theater.
Right. I'm okay with that. That's the price of doing business at a movie theater. What I'm not going to do is sit in a theater where a person's got to take it out of the plastic bag it came in, take it off the aluminum foil. See, I came from the poor people, okay? I've seen people bring all types of things to movies. I don't want to do no more.
You've eliminated the riffraff. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're paying $25 to movies, you're not going to give somebody a hand job next to you. I mean, I've witnessed all types of things in the movie theater. I've done all types of things in the movie theater as well. But what I'm saying is
bringing his act up.
I know, like now we're back.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you about my. I'm telling you real life things.
I understand, but you know, there's like you know,
you took it to it. We're talking about candy, and now
I know, like we say certain things on the show, but I mean, HJs now, I know, big time. Hey, let me ask you a question here, brother. Let me ask you guys a question real quick. So Alex, for you, it's date night tonight, and you're trying to find where you can go see what's the name of the movie, Dr. Feelgood.
I just call it Dr. Strange.
What's the name of the movie?
Dr. Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay, Doctor Strange.
Which, by the way, I'm not excited to watch. I don't think I'm going to like it. I think I already got a preview of it in Spider-Man No Way Home, and I was like, okay, this is going to be a lot. I know it's going to be a lot. I know it's supposed to be a little horror in there. You know, I know I'm not going to like it, but as a Marvel stan, it is next in line, so I feel like I must watch it. Like, they've sucked me in.
See, I did. See, I think once you see it, I want to see what you think of it, because I don't think you're going to feel that way. I'm just so interested in what people will think of this movie, because it's not like Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man.
Can I see it without knowing like the previous movies, or can I not jump in?
Without watching it, you're
too far along the line.
Forget about it. Yeah, I watched Spider-Man.
But yes, tonight, date night, I was unsuccessful. So I don't know when I'll be watching Doctor Strange, but not today.
All right. Well, now it's date night for me tonight, too.
Yes, you and Browner.
Yeah, Browner, are we still going on a date tonight, you and me?
First of all, we have a lunch get together with other people.
And right, the lunch get together. I wanted to say one thing. We will cover what happens at the first ever lunch bunch at Tavern at Belly Up in Solana Beach. We'll have pictures. We'll have videos. We'll get deep into it on Monday. Okay, but I'm talking about Friday night. Are you and me? Is it date night for you and me tonight, Browner?
I wouldn't use those words. We have an agreement to hang out.
How about a man hang?
That sounds even worse.
How about a mandate?
No, that's even worse. Cool. A lot of people don't like mandates.
But a bro off.
A lot of people don't like mandates. People want to make their own decisions on what they do with their body.
Dog, let me ask you a question. Are we going to the Padre game tonight or not?
Yes.
100%.
I mean, unless you're not going.
No, I'm going. Do you want me to email you your ticket, or would you like to, you want me to pick you up?
No.
You don't want me to pick you up. You're just going to meet me there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you be on time?
No, I will be down there by about 7:45, 8 o'clock. I'll get down there in the fourth inning. Yeah.
Okay.
What can I tell you, bro? What can I tell you, man?
It's cool. As long as I know. I know Hollywood got Hollywood, baby.
No, I mean, I gotta drive down I'm not going to get done until 7. And the reason I'm going down, and you know, it kind of is convenient for me, is because then when I get done with the baseball game, which is probably over by like, I don't know, 9 o'clock, I got to wait because my son's coming in. He's flying in for the summer. Like, school's over. It's time to get him back.
Oh, so, man, we could get some drinks afterwards.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. After we get done with the game, let's go get a couple of drinks, maybe.
Now you're talking. See,
now this it's a full on date. This is a date. You got a game drinks.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what?
We'll date.
We'll go to Nolita Hall. That's my favorite place to drink.
Okay. All right. I want to go someplace after the game, too, where I can, like, you know, eat pizza and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Basically. I'm in. Who else? Who else is going to the game tonight that wants to hang out with me and Browner, have a mandate?
I wouldn't use those words.
All right. Well, whatever. A mandate. All right. Hey, listen. Let me say this real quick. Let me remind everybody that this Sunday is Mother's Day. I will admit it's Friday and I haven't done anything yet for my mother. I haven't done anything for my sister, who's a great mom. I haven't done anything for my girlfriend, who's a great mom.
What about your girlfriend's mom?
And I haven't done anything for my girlfriend's mom. That's a good thank you, Brown.
You're cutting it close, baby.
Well, here's what I think you should do. Call our people at iThriveMD, 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. Call them, because right now, when you call them and you buy Botox or fillers for mom, which, by the way, fillers are discounted by $100. Botox is down by like 35%, meaning, you know, you're getting a great deal. You're getting 50% savings on your next IV therapy. So, guys, call now, 858-240-1497. Take care of mom. Give her the gift of beauty. You know she wants it. iThriveMD, 858-240-1497. Use our promo code Kaplan. All right, stick around. We're just getting rolling. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. It's Friday. This is Kaplan and Crew. Great friends, what's going on? Today is Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man, and we broadcast from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. Hey, by the way, I've asked you to mark your calendar because we got a bunch of stuff happening. Tonight, me and Brown are going to be down at the Padres game. You'll find us out in the right center field section. We'll be in that Templeton, what's that called, Alex?
Templeton whiskey, Templeton rye whiskey.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be out there. Brown will be drinking that free whiskey. We'll be out there tonight, Friday night. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're doing this demo day with Ride One Up e-bikes at 415 Laurel Street in Balboa Park. We'll be there from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. So we got that going on tomorrow. Then I mentioned 7 Mile Casinos because on June 2nd, we're having our first ever supper club at 7 Mile Casino. And more information on that is coming. But Alex, if you put up the Kaplan and Crew website, kaplanandcrew.com, you'll see that a bunch of stuff is going on there now because Cousin Nancy's been telling me, dude, your Google Analytics suck. You know, like you're not prompting people on the radio and on TV to go use the website. So your Google Analytics suck. But if we tell you, please go use the website, kaplanandcrew.com, we'll drive some more traffic. Why would you go there? See our calendar, what's coming up, whether it's tomorrow, the Ride One Up e-bike day, whether it's, June 12th at 7 Mile Casino, or excuse me, June 2nd at 7 Mile Casino. Hey, June 12th is going to be Egg Fest out at West Coast BBQ. We got to get that up there. So we got a lot going on. And Alex is just crushing it now with the Great Friends Shop. People are buying t-shirts. They're buying hoodies, buying water bottles. And this is just generic stuff.
Somebody bought our t-shirt in brown.
Oh, that's rad. That's rad. That's so cool. What I want to do is I want to get brown t-shirts with yellow writing that says hashtag brown facts. Or like anytime Browner says something so outlandish, like what he said this week, average Joe. Okay. I think that was a really good one. I think t-shirts on the fly are really good. I think.
On the fly.
Yeah. Things that get said on the show. So, all right, listen, use the website, Kaplan.
Or like, even if something happens like in the mega market, right? Like, so, you know, do it against the Astros. That's a good shirt. You know, if Machado does something, if we can make our own Slam Diego shirt, we just got to get a little creative.
Yep, that's right. And so, hey, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. So I'm going to start today's show off with this. And I think the most obvious place to start is probably the Padres over the Marlins last night.
Manolo Machado and
Manny Machado, Manolo Machado, and his two home runs. But I don't want to start there. That's the obvious place. I don't want to start there. Actually, really won F1 in Miami this weekend. I know, Alex. Listen, this is a big weekend of sports, right?
Canelo
in Miami, Canelo in Vegas, Kentucky NBA Derby. Playoffs. NBA playoffs. Yeah, this is a big weekend of sports. Really big weekend. And not everything is just like football, baseball, basketball. I mean, there's boxing, there's horse racing, there's F1. The track in Miami and the seating and the way they've kind of designed this track outside of the Dolphins football stadium, it looks really cool. When is that race on so that I can actually make time to watch this?
I believe Sunday at noon, Sunday at 12:30.
And where is it televised?
I'm not sure if this one's on ABC or ESPN, one of those two channels.
Got it. Yeah. But think about that. Like
normally
like,
they put the American races on ABC.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the Padre game Friday night. I'm going to do the demo day with Ride One Up on Saturday. I'm going to watch the Kentucky Derby Saturday afternoon. And then I haven't figured it out yet. I'll probably be at my house or maybe we'll go to somebody else's house, but definitely going to watch the Canelo fight on Saturday night. And then Sunday. Yeah, I'm interested. I want to see this F1 race. I want to see what it looks like. So this is a big weekend of sports, but I'm not starting with any of those stories. None of those stories. This is another place to start where we should have a t-shirt. Hashtag O'Phoney.
The race is on ABC. Sorry.
Thank you. That's all right.
Hashtag
O'Phoney. Hashtag brown facts.
Why are we putting hashtags on t-shirts?
Not really sure.
Okay.
Just thought that would be kind of a thing.
Okay.
Browner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be curious to hear what you have to say today. Alex, could you show Browner? Because I'm sure he doesn't know this, but we could show it to him. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but...
guy.
Ohtani against the Boston Red Sox, 7 innings pitched, 11 strikeouts, gave up no runs, no walks, and at the plate, 2 for 4, with an RBI, and he scored a run. So, Browner, I'm just curious. You said do it against the Astros. He did it. You said do it against the Red Sox. He did it. So I'm just curious. I'm a curious guy. What do you have to say about Ofoni today? You've asked him to do it against these teams. He keeps doing it. He keeps proving you wrong that he ain't Ofoni. And yet, I'm sure you've got some gripe today as to what was not really so excellent about Ohtani's performance. What do you say, Brown?
So I got to be honest with y'all. I made a slight miscalculation.
Oh.
So to be fair, to be straight and to be just with the audience, because I always try to do that.
Sweet.
I have to admit where I made a mistake.
Can't wait to hear this.
I have to tell people where I was wrong, because that's a big part of, you know, being a man and admitting your mistakes, right? I made a mistake in not paying attention to the standings. Okay? The Red Sox are terrible. Okay? I mean, utterly terrible. There are only five teams in baseball worse than the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about P.U. bad, my boy. Like the Reds might be better. The Reds have 3 wins. The Red Sox have 10. The Red Sox are in the 20s in all offensive categories. Mid to high 20s in all the categories, okay? Almost all of them. They're terrible. They're terrible. So my statement about do it against the Red Sox, I was wrong, because being caught up in what we doing here at San Diego Padres, the way we out here rocking and rolling, the way MVP Manny out here doing his thing, you know, I wasn't paying full attention, and I didn't notice how terrible the Red Sox were. So what I'm willing to do, the concession I'm willing to make in this particular situation, is to admit I was wrong in giving the Red Sox credit for being a good baseball team, because they're terrible.
Let me make sure I understand this, Alex. I want you to help me understand this as well. What you're saying is this, though, if I heard this correctly, that you call Ohtani Ofoni.
Rightfully so.
You said you want to see him do it against Houston. He did.
He did.
Then you said, I'm not impressed. I want to see him do it against Boston, which he did. But now what you're saying is that
also
Boston...
He also previously said, well, they're not winning and they're in first place.
Right. So I just want to make sure I'm clear. The Angels. The Angels are in first place.
The Angels.
Over Houston, by the way.
We got more wins than them. Stop it. They don't.
They have 17 wins, the Angels do, and the Astros have 15 wins.
I mean, we got it.
We is
about
who?
Us?
Who we?
The Padres.
Oh, I didn't know. When you said we, I didn't know. Padres also have 17 wins. Like the Angels. Angels. Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
But we're not comparing who's better. We're only talking about Ohtani.
Okay,
and,
that's fair. That's fair.
And,
that's fair.
And if you want to talk about who's better, just if that's the conversation you'd like to have today, I just want to remind you that the Angels beat the Red Sox, and you're saying that you didn't pay attention, that the Red Sox are terrible.
Terrible.
They've got only 10 wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know who else has 10 wins? The Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah. How are they? How's Pittsburgh?
If they got 10 wins, they ain't good either.
Okay. How about Cincinnati? They're 3-22. How are they?
Oh, we ain't lost to them. So, you know,
what
they're
you,
terrible.
Can I
we
ask,
did what we and, supposed to do. And, we took and, them to the and, cleanest.
Okay. Well, all I'm trying to say to you is that this was intended to be a conversation about how Ohtani is just completely sticking it in your face. And you have turned this into the Red Sox are terrible. And then what you do is you turn it into we, look how much better we, the Padres are. And I'm just going to balance that by saying the Padres have sucked up a bunch of wins against sub 500 teams, bad teams, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, even Miami for that matter. And when you look at what they've done against good teams, we've pointed this out, their record, the Padres, sub 500. So all I wanted to do was hear you admit that Ohtani should not be called Ofoni, And you have brilliantly, by the way, twisted this into the Red Sox suck. You didn't do your homework and know that the Red Sox sucked. Therefore, when you challenged Ohtani to do it against the Red Sox, you thought it would be impressive if he did. But now that he did it, it's not impressive because the Red Sox are terrible, according
facts.
To
facts. Here, let me also tell y'all something.
Did I get all that right, Alex? Do you think I kind of
probably
encapsulized that?
Yeah.
Batting average, 100th. Home runs, 34th. RBIs, 51st. OPS, 100th.
Are you talking about Ohtani?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and where's Tatis? Where's Tatis and all that? Where's he?
Well, you know, he got all zeros. He ain't playing yet, baby. Come on now. You know that. You don't answer that question. What you doing?
Right.
So Manny Machado is having an incredible start to a season. But I'm going to read you a stat line here. Mm-hmm. Batting average, 609. Home runs, 2. RBIs, 6. 14 hits. All those came against the Reds, who are the worst team in baseball. Does that diminish? Well, I'm asking you if it diminishes his stats because he did most of his damage against the Reds.
You can only beat the teams you play.
Okay. Why does that not apply to Ohtani?
Because I'm glad you asked that question.
I love that you start with because, as if to say, there's a legitimate answer coming our way.
It is. Because again, O'Phoney got the label for not getting his team into the playoffs. O'Phoney got the label for always being in last place. O'Phoney got the label because he don't show up when you need him to. Manny's numbers, listen, you can only beat the team that you play against. So he taking people to the cleaners when he supposed to be taking them to the cleaners. We can't say the same about O'Phoney. 240.
Precisely what Ohtani's been doing. And by the way, now that Ohtani's got Mike Trout back and the Angels have a decent pitching staff around him, all of a sudden the Angels find themselves in the early part of the season in first place in their division.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Because y'all want to do Tatis O'Phoney. Okay. Let me ask y'all a question. Who y'all taking this year? Manny or Trout? Who you taking? Who you got so far?
See, this is what he does. When he starts losing arguments, he makes you like when it's like Cooper Kupp.
I'm not losing
Who are you going to draft? Who are you going to draft? Are you going to draft Cooper Kupp number one? Every time you start losing an argument, you're like, are you going to take him number one? Who are you going to take? You're going to take Manny. You're going to take it's not conversations that we're having, dude. Right.
I'm not answering.
His hope is Alex is that I will say Trout rather than Manny. Because then he can say, oh, see, LA cap, mega market cap. And then he can say, oh, see, you're not on the bus anymore. You off the bus, you know? Right. So, and then this is precisely what I've been saying. What he does is he makes you hate your own guys.
No, listen, no. We are talking about who is better. I've chosen my hand.
That's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking
about. We've never once had that conversation. That's the conversation that you keep trying to have when we keep proving you wrong.
Okay.
We're not comparing.
I'll play a road game. I'll go on the road. I'll travel cross country. Go against y'all in your home court. O'Phoney. Because let's stick. Because now y'all making me go nerd ball on y'all. Okay.
All right, go nerd ball on us.
Come on. O'Phoney, 100th in batting averages, 34th in home runs, 51st in RBIs, and 100th in OPS. Now, I'm trying to find
what's
his
OPS
pitching statistics.
What's OPS mean?
Other people's stuff.
Base percentage.
No, that's OBP. What's OPS mean?
Other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Other people's property.
You can't reference that. You don't even
OPS,
know what it means.
How can I explain it? Now. I'll take it frame by frame. OPS. Yeah.
What does OPS stand for? And then you can reference the stat. If you can't tell me what the stat is, you can't reference it.
I don't know. I don't use it.
Let me click it and find out.
Because I'm not such a stat nerd.
On base percentage and slugging percentage combined.
Know what I said?
Yeah, that is what he said.
So
such a nerd, man. Look at all these numbers you're throwing.
You are a nerd.
Let me see. This pitcher. He's 4-2 this year. 3-run ERA. Man, listen, at this point, at this point.
Yeah, you stop reading because it's good.
Let me ask you this. Who would you rather have? Joe Musgrove or Ohtani?
Here we go. Because that was, you beat me to the punch. Because I'm about to ask you this year, who's a better pitcher? Joe Musgrove or Average Joe or Old Phony?
Huh? Musgrove is a better pitcher this year.
Wow.
Boy, that hurts. That hurts. You wanted us to say Ohtani so bad, didn't you?
No, I'm just, listen.
But if you ask me who I'd rather have, Ohtani.
Right in front of you. Joe Musgrove's 4-0 with a 1.97 ERA with the fourth most strikeouts in the league.
But I'd rather have Ohtani than Musgrove.
And only two walks. But if you're going to ask me, I'm always going to give you the answer of Ohtani because he does both.
Mm-hmm.
He don't do both very well.
Oh, yeah, he led the league in home runs last year, Brown.
Oh, my God.
He got four. He batting 240. What you mean?
May 6th.
Dude, let me ask you a question. And since you love this kind of stuff,
fire away.
Who will you?
Look at Mike Trout's numbers then.
Well, yeah,
go look at Manny's numbers.
At Mike Trout's numbers.
Who would you rather have, Manny or Trout?
I'm not answering your questions like that.
Oh, dude,
you're
not even close.
You brought it up to you.
I'm not even close.
No, because you keep bringing all these players up. Go look at Mike Trout.
I'm telling y'all right now, I'm hooping on the road. I'm in y'all building. I'm shushing the crowd right now. Step back threes. What's your question, Scott?
I don't know. I've kind of lost this whole thing. Like, I got a little distracted.
Every time we do it.
Yeah.
Every time we do it.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
All right, let me do this. Anybody who wants to argue this or things like this.
222 average, no home runs, no RBIs, 3 strikeouts, 2 hits. What's that? Whose stat line is that?
Give it to me one more time.
222 average, 3 mm-hmm. strikeouts, no home runs, no RBIs. Whose stat line is that? 222 average,
mm-hmm.
3 strikeouts, mm-hmm. no home runs, no RBIs, only 2 hits.
How many games?
3.
Manny's average against the Dodgers.
Exactly.
No way. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
See, hey, look at the big brain on Scott.
Look at this guy. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah.
200 average.
Mm-hmm.
No home runs. 1 RBI. Only 2 hits in 3 games.
Wow.
Who's that?
All right, let me do this.
Another stat line.
Let me do this because Browner.
It's Manny versus the Giants.
Okay. I thought it was the Dodgers. If he keeps talking, he's going to get me like to start really hating on somebody that I really shouldn't hate on.
Listen, yeah. I'm sorry. Y'all would rather have Trout over Manny. It's all right. It's all good.
No, it's okay. I would take Trout over Manny. I'll admit that. I don't care. I don't care what that. Oh, LA cap. Oh, mega market cap. Oh, wow. doesn't want Manny.
Wow.
It's okay, dude. There's one person in the face of the planet that doesn't think Ohtani's good. And we work with them. So
right. This is our man.
Wow.
Hey, I want to just say to everybody, listen,
240 hitter.
Tomorrow morning between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., the three of us are all going to be at a Ride One Up e-bike demo. It's a demo day. Now, the Ride One Up e-bike shop is at 415 Laurel Street. Alex, you've been there. I've not been there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you say it's right by the Prado and Balboa Park?
That's on the same street. On the mm-hmm. other side, like towards the park area, not the museum area.
Okay, got it. Daniel Urbino sent me a text and he said, hey, listen, I want you to tell everybody you're going to get $50 off any bike that's purchased through the site from a test ride. And by the way, they can assemble for free, which is typically a $150 charge. They can do it in the shop. So it's a $200 value tomorrow for great friends. So if you're buying an individual bike, there's a way to get it like assembled on the spot and you'll save $200. And if you're going to buy in pairs, they're going to take another $150 off the limited or the core 5 model. So I'm really looking forward to everybody coming down tomorrow. Browner, I know that the demo bike that they needed to grab from you to use for somebody else, I know that hurt, man, having to give up that demo, that limited. Mm-hmm. I know that had to hurt, mm-hmm. but tomorrow we'll all cruise around Balboa Park together. We'll all go e-biking. And for those of you that have been thinking about it, tomorrow is going to be a great day for you to buy because $50 off the bike, then the $150 that you might have to pay to have it assembled by a professional mechanic, dude, they'll do it for you there on the spot for free. $200 in savings tomorrow on the Ride One Up e-bikes. Alex, I know you've been talking about buying one or two. Tomorrow might be a good day for you, buddy.
I'm going by myself, so don't think I'm going to leave with two.
No, no more tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. I told her to stay home. Need to save the money.
Browner, what time are you planning on getting down there tomorrow?
From 10 to 1, yeah?
Yeah.
So probably around 11:30, 12.
Okay, perfect. Perfect timing. I'm going to get down there, hopefully be there right at 10 a.m. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to be right there at 10 a.m. The reason is because I want to go, take some test rides, cruise and hang out with everybody. But then I want to get back up north because I want to go to the Kentucky Derby party that I'm going to and hang out and watch the races. And if I'm being honest, do some day drinking.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Someone's like not going to finish the show on Monday.
Oh, no, no. I will. I will be here on Monday.
Oh, you'll be here.
You might be here.
Will you finish it?
Yeah, right. I can finish it. I can.
Cross the finish line.
Yeah, I wasn't hungover that day. I was very, very deathly ill. And you just refused to give me any appreciation on that. All right, listen, stick around. We are in the 7 Mile Casino studio, 7milecasino.com. Coming up, yeah, we talked a little bit about Ohtani's performance against Boston, but Browner didn't do any research, so he didn't know Boston was so terrible, so he gives no credit to Ohtani. Padres won last night. They're going to be playing tonight. Browner and I will be there. We'll talk about what happened last night and Manny's big day. Stick around. This is Kaplan and Crew. All right, great friends, what's going on? It is Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew, along with Grande and the Brown Man, and we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. By the way, you're looking for something fun to do this weekend. Actually, Browner, that's maybe something we should do tonight. Browner, what do you think about getting done at the Padre game, going down to 7 Mile Casino for a little while, so I can get some of that Kung Pao chicken, and then we come back up north, we'll grab my son from the airport, drop you off, and it's a nice night. Nice night for you and me, pal.
I mean, that sounds very good. It sounds very, very good. I just have to make sure I get my espresso martini for the night.
Oh, really? Where are you going to get an espresso martini?
Nolita Hall.
Oh, you like this bar that you like to go to.
Bro, you ever had the espresso martini at Calabria right here in North Park?
I have not. I can...
No, where? Oh, no. Send me the link.
My boy. Mm-hmm. As someone who does not drink martinis or coffee in my liquor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
That bad boy was delightful.
Yeah. I'm with you, dude.
Calabria?
I'll tell you right now, this is my thing. I'm also not an espresso martini drinker at all. I don't put coffee and alcohol together, and I don't drink martinis. But I had one at Pacific Coast Grill in Cardiff, and it was bomb. Now, I will say this. I don't like it when my girlfriend has them.
Because she gets...
Why?
Then she don't sleep. You know?
That's
she doesn't
good
sleep.
For you, bro. What's
no,
your name?
I mean, no, that is good for me. It can be good for me. Like middle of the night. Like, yo, let's
hey,
let's
hey, up yo. All night.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. You feel me? But.
She can't sleep. There's always, you know, a little midnight exercise. You feel me, baby?
I do feel you. I feel you in a big way. Big way. Maybe not that big. But anyway.
I mean, listen. Feels, it's about the motion in those.
Feels yep. her, not you, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, espresso martini is good. So what's the place you want to go to, Browner? What's the name of the bar you want to go to?
Nolita Hall.
That's a drive from Petco, though.
Nolita?
Yeah, Nolita Hall.
Where that at? Who they play for?
Little Italy.
Little Italy?
Here's what's best about Nolita Hall. You can literally... Well, you can't throw it, but it's a 2-minute drive to the airport.
Yeah, but Alex, you're saying it's a drive from Petco.
It is.
Yeah, but what's the big deal?
I thought you were trying to stay around Petco.
No. I'm not trying to stay around Petco. I don't care.
Yeah,
listen.
I love Nolita Hall.
I've never been. I will go to. I'll
you
go
could
to 7
see
mile.
Your son's plane
land.
Land.
Like you can literally see the plane, and it has like a flight board. It tells you like the flight's on time and stuff.
Dude, let's do it. Oh, I'll do that. That sounds fun. Is there any good food around there?
At Nolita Hall.
The best.
Oh, really?
The best. Oh, crack Shack up the street.
Nice. We going Dutch tonight, or are you taking me out, or am I taking you out? We have an arrangement yet?
What?
I'm asking.
Listen.
What's up, Blair?
I'm perfectly fine to pay for my own drinks, you know?
Not for mine, though.
Good, baby.
Not for mine, though.
Who? What? I don't no hable inglés, my man.
All right, listen, let's get to it. We will be at the Padre game tonight, Browner and I. We will
I'll buy you a drink. You know what? You're right. You're right. I'll buy you a drink, man.
You buy me a drink. I'm gonna buy you a drink. I'm gonna buy you.
I'll buy you one. No, I'll buy you one.
You guys are the cutest couple.
We are. We are gonna be so.
I'll buy you one.
Look. We're interracial, right?
God, what's happening?
Our age is different here. I mean, we walk in. We're a good looking couple tonight.
Different backgrounds.
Yeah. Oh
man, it is. You guys are like the modern day couple.
Dude, I'll just tell you this right now. If I were single. And me and Browner go walking into a bar, ladies, look out.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, that's a different story.
I mean, ladies, look out. Because if I were single and I'm like this 50-year-old middle-aged white guy and I walk in with this really super cool 6'7" good-looking black guy, oh, dude, I'm the man.
Listen.
What?
Listen.
What's up, player? I'm your agent, player.
It'll be a waiting list. If we went in there like that, it'd be a waiting list.
Dude, you don't even understand. Women would be like, who is that guy? Who's that tall black guy over there?
We'd be taking appointments in the corner.
I'd be like, that's John Browner. They're like, John Browner?
The brown man.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, he was a guy who, he was a pro basketball player who then transitioned and became this great comedian. In fact, he's been opening up for Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl here the last couple of nights. I don't know if you've
seen there when he got attacked.
Yeah, did you see that thing with the gun, with the knife? Did you see that thing?
What
yeah,
can he do? Pro basketball player, rapper, TV star, comedian.
Right.
What guy can't he do?
Right. And so
Jamie Foxx before he fell off.
Yeah. And then these girls are like, yo, so like what's your deal with this guy? I'm like, look at me. What do you think? What do you think? I'm Scott Kaplan.
Yeah,
I'm the agent. I'm the agent, dude. I'm the Jewish guy. Wait, that was that you, with the black guy.
Yeah, that was me.
I'm skinny.
Yeah, I'm skinny. That's Snatch. That's what we call ourselves, Skinny and Snatch.
Yeah. That's a great title of a movie, Skinny and Snatch.
Yeah.
For guest stars, you know.
So I'm like, I'd be like, what's the name of that movie? The one about Ice Cube and NWA? What's that movie called?
NWA?
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. Like, you ever see Straight Outta Compton? That's kind of the relationship that we have. Like, I'm the Jewish guy money manager, and he's the talent. Dude, I'm telling you, fish in a barrel, bro.
Hey man, I'm with you.
And then if you are single, you don't have to worry about Mother's Day and the conundrum that you were in with going to Petco.
Right. Yeah,
because then you'll just be single. You don't have to worry about.
I would be single, but I'm not single. I'm in a committed relationship. Yeah,
you're closer to the other.
You guys are shopping for houses. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's keep going.
You guys are gonna have so much fun,
tonight. Dude. We're going out tonight. Me and Brown are going out. We're going to the game.
Yeah. You guys are both gonna show up to Ride One Up at 12:59.
No way, man. I gotta be at Ride One Up early. I gotta be at Ride One Up early tomorrow. I do because I gotta get to this Kentucky Derby party. You know.
Look at you.
What
Scott.
Time is your son's
flight? Drinking Friday. You're drinking Saturday, and you're drinking Sunday. You're not finishing the show on Monday.
And I drank last night.
Woo!
I actually had a drink last night.
Who are you?
I know. What is happening?
What time is your son's flight?
I don't know. I don't know what time it gets in.
But he'll be driving you guys home.
Right. He'll be the driver. I'll be like, yo, get your bags, Uber over to this place. We're at this place called Nolita's Hall. All right, Uber over here, and you'll get out of the Uber, and then you'll drive us home.
That
is a good plan.
That is a very good plan.
Like, have him Uber to us.
Yeah. Uber to Nolita Hall, which is 5 minutes max.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll drive you guys home when you guys are damn good and ready to go home.
Yeah. He's now like my little bitch.
Yeah. You're going to live in my house. You're going to eat my food in the summer. Guess what?
If we really get it cracking, we could just stroll on down to El Camino and really turn it in.
Now we turn it up. We out here.
I like El Camino. And by the way, you're talking about fish in a barrel. El Camino. Hello.
Yeah. Man. We out here. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
See, this guy's looking tasty. I'm tempted now.
We out here.
My bail on date night now.
Yeah, come on, grande. Dude, we're going to have we're going to go bar hopping like Forrest Gump. We're going to have great friends with us. They're going to come and they're going to go, hey, we saw you at the game. Great. And they're going to tweet us, where are you guys at? We'll be like, yo, we're over here in Little Italy and we're going over here. Yeah.
Dude. It's
going
to be like, you guys are going to be like having a great old time. Like just, you know, shooting the S and just doing the thing, and then like Tommy and the Birdman show up, and it just takes a weird turn.
No,
it just becomes like the Hangover.
No, Larry the Birdman. Let me tell you something about Larry Bird.
It becomes the Hangover.
Let me tell you something about
you
Larry
lose
Bird.
Lose Tommy on a rooftop somewhere.
I saw Larry the Birdman on Saturday at Browner's show out at Grand Comedy Club. And without the two birds on his shoulders, I didn't know it was Tommy. I knew it, Tommy.
How would you?
I didn't know it was Larry. Yeah. And Tommy was like, Tommy, I see Tommy. He's like, hey, what's going on? Tommy Ty. I love this guy, man. I love Tommy, you know? And then the bird man didn't have the two birds on his shoulders and he wasn't doing bird jokes. And so I didn't know it was him. I didn't recognize
him. So he's got two different, you know, bits.
Yeah, he got Larry the Birdman bird where he shows up with the two parrots.
And then Larry.
He's like Superman. Once he takes the birds off his shoulders, you don't know who the hell
you are.
I know. All right, let me do this.
It's like Alex with his glasses.
Yeah.
Right. He's unrecognizable without his glasses.
Who is he?
Let me do this to prep us because we are going to be at the Padres game tonight. And for those of you that are watching the show on television on Channel 4 San Diego or Channel 4 Santa Barbara, or if you're in Orange County or LA and you've got Cox or Spectrum Cable, we're on Channel 118. So for those of you that are watching on TV, you guys are like, we're already into the next game. For those of you that are driving down to Petco right now, let us just all catch up on what happened last night and how the Padres won the first game of the series against Miami. And for Manolo Machado, this is like, hey, you guys are in my house. That's my hometown team right there. And I'm about to do some damage. Grande, two home runs last night to lead the victory.
Not only that, listen, that is the storyline, right? Yep. Like Manny Machado hitting two home runs, and those are the only two runs the Padres get. His numbers so far this season, I mean, that is an incredible, incredible start to the season. 374, seven home runs, 20 RBIs, just killing it, right?
Yeah, and for a guy whose reputation is that he gets better as the season goes on, he doesn't start off hot. He's off to a really hot start.
But I think Nick Martinez might have made maybe an argument as to where are you going to put me, bro? Because yesterday, I don't know if you guys even know this, Bob Melvin missed the game because he's sick, non-COVID. I guess that's still a thing. Mm-hmm. So the manager that replaced him, I forget his name, I'm sorry. He said, the plan right now is we're going to go with a six-man rotation.
Six-man, huh?
They're going six-man rotation.
Let me take a look at this. Let's kind of get into this with everybody here. A six-man rotation. Which, by the way, doesn't even have Blake Snell in it, right?
Right. So as of right now, Blake is going to do another rehab start, this time in El Paso, before he comes back. So this is what your six-man rotation looks like. I don't know the order. I know that Yu Darvish is pitching tonight, then Manaea, then Musgrove. And then after that, I'm assuming it's Clevinger again, and then Gore, and then Martinez, and then Snell.
Dude, I mean, you could be looking at a seven-man rotation. By the way, this is an awesome problem to have.
Right.
I mean, I mean, think about it. I mean, Joe Musgrove is statistically your best pitcher, 4-0 with an ERA of under 2. And let's face it, I mean, he's not even very good anyway.
Average.
I mean, right? I mean, he's average at best. And I mean, every pitch that he has is hittable. And I mean, he's not really very good, I don't think.
He's no Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah. Browner, you are just all week long. This has been one of your really, really bad takes this week, is this whole Joe Musgrove thing. And I'm with Alex. I'm not gonna get into it again. I'm really not.
Well, you're doing it.
But I do think, Alex,
we need to make a pact right now. Okay.
Yeah.
We have to. Because I can't do this anymore with another player. If we say the name Joe Musgrove, we can't go into a tangent every time.
But can we do this?
I can't even enjoy watching Ohtani anymore.
Can I ask this question though? Can we make a t-shirt that's a brown t-shirt with yellow letters that says "Not Your Average Joe" or something like that? We need something that great friends know this is a t-shirt about Browner's horrendous take about Joe Musgrove.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Anybody has any creative ideas, put them in the YouTube chat, tweet them to us, email them to me, text me, however you contact me. If you've got a really great idea for a slogan on a t-shirt, particularly about this terrible Musgrove take, hit us up.
I would stay away from that. Take it from a person who got into a little back and forth on the internet with using something that they didn't create, allegedly.
No, we have to create it.
No. We're not stealing somebody else's work.
If you use this person's words and we financially benefit from it.
Yeah. What words? They're your words.
Yeah, so I'm asking, hey, listen, that's like Joe Rigby.
I'm him. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Joe Rigby says, hey, I found the right slogan, guys. We put it on a t-shirt. Well, what's he going to do? Like, he's our friend. Am I naive to think that Joe Rigby's going to sue us? Joe, are you going to sue us?
No, he's good. No, he's good.
Oh, Joe's good. Okay. Joe's okay.
He's good, yeah.
That Joe is okay.
Some of these other people who be criticizing me in the chat, I don't know about that.
that Joe's okay. Musgrove, okay. He's average. But right. Joe Rigby, mm-hmm. He aight.
Hall of Fame, HOF.
So they're going to go six man, right? And I know Browner's answer already. But when they go back to five man, because they will go back to five man.
You won't have a choice.
Who's your five?
All right, Browner, who's your five? I'll give you my five. Mine's my five's easy.
Okay, put it back up.
All right, here we go. Let's take a look.
I would go Yu Darvish, Mackenzie Gore, Blake Snell, Joe Musgrove, and Sean Manaea.
You got Clevinger and Martinez in the bullpen?
Yes, because I like Clevinger, but I want to make sure he's there at the end of the season, and I don't like Nick Martinez, so have at it.
God, can you imagine? Just hold on for a second here. Can you imagine if you have Darvish, Musgrove, Manaea, Gore, Clevinger, Martinez, and Snell? Could you imagine if you had all seven of these guys healthy at the end of the year?
And firing.
Because if those seven guys, by chance, those seven guys, that would be like having an offensive line where all five of your starters in game one are your starters in the playoffs. That's the comp.
For me, this is when I hear those seven names, this is what immediately comes to mind to me. In the postseason, game one, two, and three, you just slice it in half. You do five innings, you do the other five innings, you do five innings, you do three and a half, and then we get to the closer, who our closer appears to be fantastic.
He's amazing.
So far this season, he's perfect.
It's amazing.
So we cut that thing in half. Imagine if you start the game with Yu Darvish, and then Yu Darvish gets subbed by Blake Snell, who can only really give you three innings anyway. So Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, you get us to five. Blake Snell gets us to the ninth, and then our closer comes in, slams the door. Woo!
Here is my rotation. This is what I was going to say.
Let me hear it.
It's very simple.
This guy's going to say Musgrove is one, so you lost game.
Musgrove is one.
See?
Yu is two. Manaea three. And here's where it gets interesting for me on my rotation. Clev and Snell piggyback and Gore five. And what I mean by piggyback is Clev goes as long as he can. Blake comes in and gives you three.
Oh, that's interesting. That's actually interesting.
And you put Nick in the bullpen.
I like the creativity. I do, Skip. I like
and
the creativity.
Honestly, Gore ain't going that long either. So if you want to go Gore for Nick, I'm cool with that too.
Oh, that's also interesting.
But it's going to have to take a conversation, but I, if I'm Bob Melvin, I have that pool. I have that respect that I sit Blake Snell down. I'm like, listen, bud, you're going 3-4 innings max right now. Like that's the work for at least a month, maybe less.
Neither guy will, the way that you're describing it, neither guy will get the win. So it doesn't matter who goes first and who goes second.
Well, the thing is, Clev can obviously throw 96 pitches. We saw him do it.
Yes. But we don't need him to.
Right. But why?
And
I know this conversation has to be had. Like, hey, I'm going to pull you after four. You're not going to get a win. No one wants that as a starting pitcher. But as they continue to build up into the second half of the season where you really need it, I think you can get creative right now. I think you can mess around a little bit.
I think that all these guys, you're saying about having a conversation. Listen, if you're selfless and you're about winning and you're not about who gets the W versus if the team gets the W, then these kinds of creative concepts, they sound good to me. I mean, if I'm Blake Snell, I'm like, you got it. Hey, listen, I think that's great. It will extend me. It'll keep me healthy longer if I'm pitching three and that's what I need to give you. And listen, again, this is what I'm saying. The likelihood of all seven names that we're talking about, Darvish, Musgrove, Manaea, Gore, Clevinger, Martinez, and Snell, of the seven guys we're talking about, the likelihood of all seven of them being healthy at the end of the year is not even that high.
Right.
Clevinger's coming off a second Tommy John. Snell hasn't pitched yet this year. Darvish has a history of injury as well. Gore's only a first-year major leaguer. Martinez is coming from Japan, right? I mean, like, we don't know what's going to happen.
And I don't want those innings, I'll say, wasted in El Paso.
I agree. And that's what's going to happen.
That's a conversation that I would, especially with Gore. Let's say they, Gore's the one that they can do whatever they want, right? But the thing is with Gore, you don't want to mess with the brain. You don't want to mess with the mentals.
No, especially when he's doing well.
Down right now. You're not going to send him down right now because he's doing super well.
Dude.
But I'm telling these guys, I don't need you in El Paso throwing three innings and striking eight guys out. I need you up here contributing to this team and getting wins and getting your arm back up for the second half of the season.
Yeah.
We may have just given them a plan for the rest of the year.
Alex, that's smart. I like it. It's a smart idea. I do. I think I wouldn't have thought of it. Oh, it's a smart idea.
Listen. As the one person that knew Joe Musgrove has a World Series under his belt, the baseball astute baseball mind that I am, that I've turned into.
Clearly.
You shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Browner doesn't want to give you any credit. I will. I give credit where credit is due. Anyway, hey, listen, I do want to remind everybody one more time because it's Friday. And if you're listening on radio, great. If you're watching on TV, fantastic. There's still plenty of time. Tomorrow, 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, it's a demo day with our friend Daniel Urbino and his company, Ride One Up E-Bikes. He's the CEO of that company. We are going to be at 415 Laurel Street. And Daniel sent me a text earlier in the day, and I'm going to tell you what it says because there's just so much saving opportunity when you're buying an e-bike from Ride One Up. Now, when you normally buy one, they send it to your house and then you just put it together. It doesn't take much time and most people can do it. There's easy instructions, but I wouldn't do it myself. Be honest with you. I'd have to hire a mechanic. $150 for a mechanic. Well, tomorrow when you're buying, they'll do it for you for free right there on the spot. You'll get $50 additional off tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about an e-bike, I'm going to save you $200 tomorrow. I'm going to get you the top quality e-bike at the best price. I'm telling you, go shop it around. You're going to demo it. And we're all going to hang out. And this is how the Great Friends Network works. You're like, that sounds interesting to me. Oh, Scott and the guys are going to be there. Let me go hang out for a little while. Now I test ride the bike. I really like it. I buy it and I save a ton of money here today. And it's win, win, win for all of us. That, ladies and gentlemen, mostly gentlemen, that's a Great Friends Network right there
all
for you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter
Tell what. Tell them, You stopped. Why?
I didn't want Browner to be like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, stop doing it. Don't do that, bro. Yeah, don't do that, bro.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah. Skinny here can do it, don't be that guy. Yeah. Hey, listen, coming up, let's take a look at what's going on around baseball this weekend in the mega market and the Canelo fight, the Kentucky Derby. We'll get to all of it coming up. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios on Kaplan and Crew. Hey, great friends. What's going on? It is Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew along with Grande and the Brown Man, and we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. So big weekend coming up, at least for those of us here at the show, and I hope everybody else has a great weekend. I mention it only because we have a shortened show on Fridays because it's Football Fridays on the radio on 1090. So that means Ryan Dyrud and the LA Football Network comes up at 5.
Ooh,
and then
did you see the Chargers move? Another Super Bowl piece added, Scott?
I did see that the Chargers added another piece.
I feel like me being sarcastic about this could come back and bite me in the ass this year.
Yeah. Well, they are I think trying to follow a lot in the Rams' footsteps with going out and getting pieces, be it through trade or through free agency, of veteran players who have won and can bring that to their locker room. And that's great news. It really is. For those that love the Chargers like Browner, you know, Spanos lover.
Shout out.
Spanos lover that Browner is. What?
Bolt up, pool.
So
the higher they are, the harder they fall.
Right. And for me, it's great also because I know what's going to happen. All these guys are going to get hurt and then not get properly rehabbed by their cheap medical staff and their lack of real state-of-the-art equipment. And
they don't have state-of-the-art equipment behind IKEA in Orange County?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Not it ain't like the Green Bay Packers.
You can't just go to IKEA and get some stuff.
Ain't like the Rams, dude. They don't spend no money like the Rams. I'm just telling you, dude.
Anyways, they got Kyle Van Noy for those we never said who they got.
Yeah, they can get a lot of players, but I'll just tell Kyle Van Noy, here's what's gonna happen, pal. And he's gonna tell me, no, that's not gonna happen because I'm gonna tell him, dude, you guys have a good team. About middle of the year, people are gonna start getting hyped on you, you know. People are going to start saying you're a real Super Bowl contender. And then for some reason, something happens along the way. You lose to a bunch of teams you're not supposed to lose to, probably at home. And then you're not in the playoffs.
You lose a must-win game to the Raiders week 17, 18, whatever it was.
And then you're not in the playoffs. And you're like, what happened? And I know that you think that you're a missing piece and that you can actually fix it. Believe me, I would think the same thing if I were you. But you can't.
Things happen, man. Listen, all you gotta do is get in, and you can do. You can go to the Super Bowl, man. Just get in. Just get in. We got the guy to get us in. We got the guy to get us there.
We ain't losing sleep.
That was a learning experience. Today,
Scott, sorry, but if you had to rank defensive players right now, Browner, is Khalil Mack still numero uno? I mean, he wasn't still because you anointed Myles Garrett number one. So is Myles Garrett still number one? And then?
Yes.
Got it.
And then who? After that?
You know, I like the kid out of Washington. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Chase Young?
Chase really Daniel? Like, no, what's his name? Chase what?
No,
Chase
Young. Chase Young.
Chase Young, yeah.
I like Chase Young a whole lot. And then Aaron Donald.
And then Aaron Donald? Yeah, he's all right.
Mm-hmm. Top four.
Yeah, he's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not like as good in
his sport. It's him and Bosa. It's a toss-up at him and Bosa.
Which Bosa? Oh.
MAGA Bosa.
Nick?
Mm-hmm.
You call him MAGA Bosa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, MAGA man.
Oh,
hey, are you going to take my Houston Gamblers quarter zip to lunch?
Ooh, yeah, I will bring it to you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, shout out to Bob Wick.
Shout out.
The equipment manager for the Houston Gamblers of the USFL. Yeah, I've got your quarter zip. I'll bring it.
Is it like football? Like off-season football is great. But man, like now I just really want football. Like, yeah, I want to see what happens.
I understand. I got it. Listen, I want football too. Now, as you say that, you asked me for your quarter zip. You can watch the USFL this weekend. Because this weekend, here's what's going on. This is like on my mind here this weekend. A lot of baseball, a lot of NBA playoffs. You got the Canelo fight, the Kentucky Derby. The F1 race in Miami. I mean, you got a lot of sports going on this weekend. I wonder how much of them are really be able to take it all in.
I know we haven't talked about it because I'm sure you guys didn't care, but there is a fantastic UFC pay-per-view this weekend too.
Oh,
legit.
Yeah, yeah. Who's fighting?
It's for the lightweight championship, Justin Gaethje against Charles Oliveira. The women's strawweight, Rose Namajunas versus Carla Esparza. Uh-huh. And my boy from Oxnard, Tony Ferguson, fighting Michael Chandler.
Wow.
Mauricio Shogun Hua.
This is on Saturday night, dude.
Yeah.
It's going head to head against this Canelo fight, huh?
It not really, but yes. So UFC starts at 7. Canelo won't get in the ring till like 9.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's a 2 TV kind of night.
All my boys are up there. All the Del Mar Country Club golf guys that play with Canelo, they're all up there.
In Phoenix? I mean, in Vegas?
In Vegas, yeah. They're up there
UFC's
for the fight.
In Phoenix. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, let me do this.
Because you didn't get the invite because you gave out all the dish. After the,
I mean, I don't think I don't think
like, yeah, that guy's not invited anymore.
I think the lead guy who kind of is like really uptight about the relationship was like, yo, don't bring him anymore.
Yeah,
you got a big mouth
because he's gonna go out on TV and YouTube and tell everybody what we did.
Right, he got a big mouth. This guy, I didn't tell anybody anything. All right, listen, let me do this. Let me go through a couple of things that are happening this weekend. Started us off with this, Alex, the mega market weekend in baseball. Let's take a look. Padres, Dodgers, and Browner's favorite team, the Angels, with his favorite player, Otani. All right, go ahead, Grande.
Yeah, as the Padres, we know they're taking on the Marlins the next three games. You guys will be there tonight. The Dodgers got rained out yesterday in Chicago, so they're doing a doubleheader today against the Cubs. They are 16-7 first place in the NL West. The Angels.
Wait, hold on. Are you sure about that? The Dodgers got rained out yesterday or the Dodgers got rained out today? And then they play a doubleheader tomorrow.
I don't know what I said. But they're playing some sort of doubleheader.
Yeah, they got rained out. You know, here's what happened. They traveled yesterday.
Yeah.
Then they got rained out earlier this morning. The Cubs called it off early this morning.
Nice.
Dodgers have two games tomorrow. And I just was reading something. By the way, you talk about an opportunity for the Padres. The Dodgers have, and I haven't looked at the Padres side of this, but the Dodgers are going to play 31 games in 30 days. 31 games in 30 days. They don't have an off day coming for a long time. So it's grind time for the Dodgers. And I haven't looked at the Padres schedule to see what's comparable. I just happened to read that though this morning. All right. So the Padres are playing at home against Miami. The Dodgers are on the road at Chicago. And the Angels, Alex, one more time, if you could put that back up.
They are at home. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry. Where'd that come from?
Oh, Browner, look. Browner, it's your favorite pitcher. There's that slide of Otani.
The Angels are taking on the Nats.
No, thanks.
The Nats.
Nationals. Right.
Got it.
Not good either, by the way. Okay,
Otani won't be pitching, so whatever.
Yeah, but he'll be hitting home runs, I'm sure. So that's baseball. Now, you've mentioned the UFC fight. I, Saturday night, don't see myself watching UFC. I do see myself watching Canelo.
Has he become must watch television as a boxer?
If you're a boxing fan, yes. If you're just a fringe sports fan and you only want major, major events,
yeah.
I'm not sure this qualifies as a major, major event.
I don't think it qualifies as a major, major event, but I think, and I could be obviously biased here, I think that Canelo has become a major, major like fighter.
Yeah, you want to watch him. Right. He is, I think, the number one fighter that people want to watch.
I would say that his promoter does a terrible job of, even though I love Eddie Hearn, mm-hmm. I think his promoter does a terrible job of actually marketing the fact that Canelo speaks English now, because every time he opens his mouth, it is gold. Mm-hmm. It's gold every time he opens his mouth. And they need to get it out there more. They need to get him out there more.
You got any examples of gold?
Yeah, yesterday. Here you go.
You said just before.
Like Eddie Hearn say, just simple rule, don't fuck with me.
You said before about, here you are at 175 again, you mentioned Usyk, or it was, and that when Eddie Reynoso...
That thing the, you say, Usyk, I'm fighting everybody. I don't care.
Fair enough. But, I understand completely. When Eddie went to the WBC convention, he brought up the prospect of you challenging for cruiserweight. Would that still interest you even before possibly heavyweight?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate?
I like the idea too. The possibility. I like it.
Canelo is like, what about this guy? Yeah, I'll fight him. What about this guy?
Yeah, everyone.
I'll fight him. What about this guy? Yeah, I'll fight him.
As a simple rule, don't F with me.
Don't F with me. But you got to come to me too. Like, that's what I love about him too. He knows the position. He is boxing right now.
Right.
You know, aside from the heavyweights, he is boxing right now. And when people are like calling him out, because everyone's calling him out because they know he's the payday.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, yeah, come to me.
Yeah, he and I love the way he's learning English on the golf course, by the way. I mean, that is
curse words.
Right. That is the English of playing golf.
Yep.
Right there. What Canelo is learning as English is being learned on the golf course, where guys are like, oh, mother effer, you know, because they're, you know, getting bad shots, or like, F yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like they, you know, have a good shot, you know. But he is living. I will tell you this about Canelo, because obviously I've only been around that group one time for a Canelo fight. Canelo is living the life of a king. And what I mean by that is that when he shows up in Las Vegas, he's now today, he's Elvis right now.
Yeah.
He's got the keys to the city, or let me rephrase. He definitely should or does think he has. I mean, what I'm getting at is he is living the life of a Vegas king right now, where everybody knows what kind of money he generates in that town for them.
Let me give you three examples of who would you say is a bigger revenue night in their prime in Vegas? Canelo, Floyd Mayweather, or Mike Tyson?
Probably Floyd.
Oh, answer for me is Tyson.
But modern day money? Like,
I'm saying, but if you put Tyson,
because I just think I just think Vegas is just bigger in general now.
Yeah, right. It's
different. It is.
That's why I think, fortunately speaking.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, if you're talking about just eyeballs, I'm sure Tyson is up there. Like, but Mayweather has the most ever pay-per-view buys. The amount of money that came in on his bets, I think it's not even particularly close. I think Mayweather.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't think Canelo's the answer.
No.
I would say it's got to be between Tyson and Mayweather. But here's the thing about Canelo. He understands that people want to see him fight. He wants to stay sharp, and he wants to get paid. So he puts together these fights, particularly on Cinco de Mayo weekend, when there's always a mega fight in Vegas and there's always a Kentucky Derby on the same day. And to Alex's point, he's now the guy who gets that fight on that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fighting somebody that, very frankly, I don't know who he is. He's this Russian guy. He's taller. Yeah. He's got longer reach. But nobody knows who the guy is. And he's not put up to be like really competitive, frankly. In other words, like, this would be a shocker, an all-time great upset, should this guy, whose name I don't even know,
Dimitri Bivol.
It would be an all-time upset. This would be Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson.
Isn't that funny too, saying like Canelo's going up in weight only for the second time in his career at 175. This guy's a WBA super champion at that weight, and it still would be a massive upset if this guy even is competitive. If he's competitive, it would be a massive upset.
Yeah, I know. All right, so Saturday, I'm going to do the Kentucky Derby, then I'm going to do the Canelo fight. Now, as far as the Kentucky Derby is concerned, I wish I could give you like a really super strong opinion about this race, but I tend to want to bet on, I always like to bet on the second Baffert horse.
Look at all them horses, man.
What's up, dude?
It's a huge field, dude.
Look at all them horses.
Yeah, well, how do you pick it's a Kentucky Derby. Well, this is why it's so hard to win this race. You know, I know you guys have probably heard me tell this story before, but there was a horse many years ago called Mind That Bird, 50-1. Billy Ray, I went to Vegas. Me and Dado went to Vegas to watch the Kentucky Derby. Billy Ray gave me $20. And he said, bet $20 on Mind That Bird, 50-1. And I remember the jockey, Aaron Grider, was talking to us because he was kind of doing some handicapping for us on the air. And Grider said, I'll book that bet, meaning give me the $20 because he'll never win. So I'm not going to have to pay it out. So I go up to Vegas and I have this $20 and it's in my pocket. And I'm like, do I really need to make this bet for Billy Ray? There's no chance this thing's going to happen. It's a 50-1 long shot. I put down the $20 because my guilt was, you know, and then I was also thinking the downside of what if he wins. I put down the $20, 50-1, Mind That Bird. Jockey's name was Calvin Burrell. Comes up the rail. Calvin Burrell comes up the rail and then on a 50-1 long shot, wins the Kentucky Derby. And I think the ticket paid, I think it was like $105 times 10. So I think it was like $1,050 or $1,500. I can't do the math. But it was over $1,000. 50-1 long shot, $20 bet, over $1,000. I walked into the studio on Monday morning. I slapped down that $1,500 or $1,100, whatever it was for Billy Ray. I went, you did it again. Luckiest guy on the planet all the damn time. 50-1 long shot.
So, you've been right.
I'm looking for a long shot here. I wish I could find something on the board. Alex,
Zozo. Tis the bomb.
Tis the bomb is good. Tis the bomb's good. I'm looking at the, and I don't have all this, like, you know, tomorrow I'll have all the numbers and information in front of me while we're making bets on our phones. But I will always take the second Baffert horse, whoever is the longer of the Baffert horses. Now, Baffert is suspended, so he's not technically in this thing. But the guy who he handed off his horses.
He loaned his horse to somebody.
No, he gave the horses in his barn to another trainer named Tim Yachtin. So yes. If you're looking to play it the way I'm playing it, whichever, there's going to be two of these Yachtin horses. I'll take the second, the longer.
Is Dougie there?
I don't think Doug has a horse in this race. I don't think. Yeah. So, Padres, lots of baseball. Kentucky Derby, Canelo fight, UFC. Browner, how about a little basketball this weekend? You gonna be watching any hoops?
I'm going to be watching every game of the hoops. We got two games tonight, and then we got two games tomorrow. So tonight you got Miami. Will Joel Embiid come back? He cleared concussion protocol earlier today. He still ruled as out. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Okay. And then we'll Phoenix and Dallas. Dallas isn't going to make any. They're not going to come back.
Got no interest in that, man. As a basketball
When's
fan.
When's Memphis and Golden State play? Because I want to see them fight. I want
tomorrow at 5:30. Yeah, on ABC. So that's actually good, Alex. Kentucky Derby, Grizzlies, Warriors, then Canelo fight on Saturday.
Yeah, there's no Memphis Warriors for me, but yeah.
Wow.
I know my girlfriend's going to hear this on the radio and go, dude, do you and I plan on like seeing each other? Because all week long we worked. We never saw each other. And now on Saturday, you want to go to the Ride One Up e-bike event. Then you want to go to the Kentucky Derby party. Right. Then you want to watch this Memphis versus Golden State game. Then you want to watch this Canelo fight. That none of that. But if you take,
see, but here's the thing: get her dressed up, take her to the Kentucky Derby thing.
Oh, we
are. Watch the game on the TV.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're going. We're going to the Derby party.
Do you know that on Sunday is obviously it's Mother's Day, and I requested my fiance wanted to do a brunch at our house with her mom and brother, and I said no. Because the F1 race is at 12:30.
Wow, lay down the
law.
Wow. Lay down the law.
Did you say no, or did you give her suggestions of other places that it would go? Because it would be nice.
So when we and her were planning our weekend, which was like Wednesday, we started planning because we had a lot of stuff happening.
Who's to her?
Sunday, I need to watch the F1 race. That's the only thing I care about. I'll do anything else you want me to do, but Sunday I want to watch the F1 race. And then she comes at me like, oh, mom's coming over for brunch. And I was like, mm-mm. Late dinner, late lunch, early dinner. That was, you know, it's compromise.
Watching,
Brown,
watching the F1 race. Brown. So this is all these sports we're talking about on Saturday.
Yeah.
Then on Sunday, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Is this big F1 race down in Miami that I know a lot of people are buzzing about, because anybody who's listening right now, you realize that F1 is blowing up at this moment because of the Netflix show. And now that they're bringing races to America and they're doing them in cool, like international type cities like Miami. Yeah, man, this is going to be, I'm going to watch.
Yeah, but I also made up for it because I told her I will cook for everybody.
Oh, that's
I'm
nice.
Going on the grill. I'm going to West. Oh, hell yeah, dog. I already talked to Brian last night.
Yeah.
He's got 4 steaks for me saved in the meat locker. Ooh. I'm going to go pick those bad boys up after ride one up tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be grilling and baked potato.
Let's give a shout out. Let's give a shout out to Brian Bushfield, westcoastbbqshop.com, westcoastbbqshop.com. Yeah, if you want really great meats, he's got them there for you. But if you were looking for a Big Green Egg, or you're looking for a Napoleon grill, or you're looking for an Italian pizza oven, he's got it all. Really. I mean, this is San Diego's premier barbecue shop, but here's what Brian does. It's super cool. Is he takes over the parking lot on June 12th and he puts on an event called Egg Fest, and they'll have like 20 Big Green Eggs out there, and they'll have all these professional chefs. One's doing fish, one's doing chicken, one's doing steaks, one's doing, you know, tri-tip, and there's just food everywhere. It's like one big monster tailgate party with music and fun. And you're taking classes because these chefs are showing, you know, what they do. It's really, really great. WestCoastBBQShop.com. You can buy your tickets for Eggfest, and you can save $5 when you use our promo code Kaplan5. But I'm going to just tell you guys right now, you probably should hurry up, because I'm talking to Brian Weekly about the numbers, and there are a finite number of tickets that are available, and it's going to sell out. And
nice.
Now that we're really kind of hyping it up, it's probably going to sell out pretty soon. So get your tickets and save $5 on each ticket with our promo code Kaplan5. What kind of steaks you doing?
Oh man, what kind were they?
Were they the dry age, the 30-day dry age kind of deal?
No, I'm not the biggest fan of dry aged. No.
Tomahawk.
I said please don't tomahawk because I'm paying for this. I think it's a Denver fillets. Mm-hmm. $30 a pop, no big deal.
I'm paying for this. Please no tomahawk.
Dude, I mean, he said it was like $250. I was like, yeah, man, listen.
But can't you feed the whole family with one tomahawk?
No, you cannot.
No, you cannot.
Dude, they're expensive. Tomahawk steaks are expensive, especially when they're, you know, the really high-end stuff, the Wagyu, whatever, and dry-aged over this many days. And, man, they're good.
God, dude, Miami looks gorgeous. Like, the practice just started.
Yeah.
Now I'm, like, seeing it for the first time. Damn, dude, it looks dope.
Where are you watching it on?
ESPN.
Nice.
ESPN 2.
Right. Got it. All right, listen, we got to get out of here, believe it or not. We're handing off to Ryan Dyrud for Football Friday. Then we're handing off to Scott Gilbranson for Raiders talk tonight. And yeah, Browner, I will, I'll see you later. Well, I will see you tonight for our date at the Padre game. I'll see you tomorrow for the Ride One Up e-bike demo days at 415 Laurel Street in downtown in Balboa Park. Check our website, kaplanandcrew.com. There's details there.
Buy stuff.
Calendar there. Oh yeah. And buy stuff in the merch shop. That's kind of cool too. It really is. All right, Browner, you got 10 seconds. Final thought. What do you say?
See y'all this weekend around town.
Yeah. How about you, Alex? You got a final thought?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah. Here's my final thought. Like Browner said, we're going to see you all weekend long. So catch up to us, radio listeners. We got a peace out. Podcast viewers and listeners, we'll have a separate ending for you. See you guys on Monday, 1090 listeners. All right, dudes, wrapping things up. I cannot believe what's happening in sports this weekend. Seriously. Like
Big tickets.
Dude. I'm just going to think this out loud. Major League Baseball, NBA playoffs.
Here's a question.
Canelo.
If you owned a private jet.
Yeah.
And you could hit 2 of these events a day.
Mm-hmm.
Which two would
two
they
a
be?
Day.
2 a day.
Man, that's a lot of options.
I got Major League Baseball games, NBA games, Canelo, Derby, Ultimate Fighting Championship, F1. I mean, what a freaking weekend.
I guess I would be down to check out a Derby. It's not really my thing, but I would be down to go
and
to
it's
Kentucky
during the day.
Right. So I'd do the Robert Kraft. I'd be down and I'll do the Kentucky Derby during the day and then head to Vegas.
Here's what I would do. I go to the fight on Saturday night, and then after the fight, I fly to Miami and I go to the F1 race on
Sunday.
We said
2 a day.
Oh, 2 a day.
Yeah.
I thought
if you just give me 2, I'm Canelo and F1 the whole way.
See, on Saturday, I would definitely go to the Kentucky Derby, hop on a plane, fly to Golden State, and then watch that Memphis Golden State game.
Yeah, I got you.
It'd be a bomb Saturday.
I was just talking to my buddy who's on this plane, this private plane right now that's flying from San Diego to Vegas with a group of guys. This is the Canelo group now,
yeah.
This is, and it's expanding. So
minimizing and expanding.
Yeah, right. Well, one got kicked out, two jumped in. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm just talking to them. They're all on their way up there.
They're going to, like, party with him again if he wins?
My guess is they play golf today. They probably play golf with Canelo on Sunday. Probably have dinner with Canelo after the fight Saturday night. That'd be my guess.
Same formula.
Pretty much. And now, like, my buddy who brought me in, who was, you know, he was cordial with Canelo on the golf course. Now they've become pals. So, yeah.
So you're still in?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You know what I hate? I hate when people who are around the group take, like, ownership, like they're the guy and they're not the guy.
If I told you how I felt about that issue,
because I know a lot of professional athletes, so I've seen a lot of circles, and well, so I've seen this action.
Right, people get territorial because they're like, yes. this is something I've never had before in my life, where I'm this close to this amount of fame and wealth and excitement, and I don't mm-hmm. want to screw it up, and I'm not letting anybody get in the way of that.
Right.
And I don't blame anybody. Yes. I don't blame anybody. That I would do the same thing. Like, hey, that don't fuck this shit up for me. You know? All right, listen. Have a great weekend, everybody. Again, if we'll be at the Padre game tonight, if you want to come hang out. If you want to hook up tomorrow morning, we're going to be at the Ride One Up e-bike event. Saturday afternoon, I'll be in Del Mar up at the Kentucky Derby party at Monarch. And then Sunday, I got to just chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Grande?
All those kids in your house?
You guys in a bit.
Back.
Great week, man. Thank you, buddy. Great week. Brown Man, amazing. Outstanding work. And I will see you guys at the Lunch Bunch. Peace out.